It is camp week on Faith and Family. Man, this just makes me want to get outside, get away, enjoy some peace and quiet. I grew up camping and spending time outdoors and spent several summers working at camps, a couple of camps around the country, including a number of Lutheran camps. Very thankful for them. So this is a lot of fun for me, just picturing what summer looks like for many of our camps, and excited to share these with you. We have one more today. We're headed to Camp Wartburg in Waterloo, Illinois. Our guest, Bob Polansky, Executive Director at Camp Wartburg. Bob, welcome back.
Hey, good morning. I'm looking out my window as you're talking about warm thoughts, and I'm like, it's a cold and blistery day here in the corner. So
it's not too bad. It's a mild day in the 40s here in St. Louis. Actually, last night I was taking out the trash and thinking it was not windy at all. And just thinking how much I would enjoy sitting by a campfire and enjoying the nice calm evening. It wasn't too cloudy. It was just a nice clear night and pleasant and quiet, and how much I would enjoy sitting outside and enjoying that peace and quiet. And perhaps maybe you can get some peace and quiet at Wall Camp, although it sounds like some of the activities that go on at Wall Camp aren't all that quiet as well.
Well, Camp Wartburg, you mean.
Well, I'm sorry, right. Wartburg. We talked to Wall Camp earlier. Sorry, Camp Wartburg in Waterloo, Illinois. Yeah, we talked to Bill and Deli up at Wall Camp just a little bit. So what's going on at Wartburg these days?
Oh, my goodness. We are a flurry of activity, but different kinds of activity. I mean, wintertime is normally a time for us to do some cleaning, some painting, and some fix-ups and things like that. Getting ready. I'm doing a lot of interviews for next summer's staff. We're doing a lot of planning, Bible studies are getting written and things like that. But we also have a couple of retreats happening. So we do have weekend business during the winter months, which is good. Most notably, we've got a catechism retreat, which is sponsored by the Southern Illinois District. And that is going to happen on February 10th and 11th. And our theme this is the very first time we're doing it. And the theme is on baptism. And so we're looking at how that all fits in your catechetical training. And so we're also going to blend some activities, some worship. It'll be, I think, a fun weekend. So those in the SID encourage you to listen up and talk to your youth and come on out. And then the weekend after that is our annual women's retreat, and Jane Wilkie is our speaker for that. And we're really excited. I think this is the third or fourth time we've had Jane as a Bible study leader for that. She's very popular and well-received, and she just does a great job leading the women in studying the Word. So those are the two big things that are happening. We still have openings for other groups to come out and do things like that. And I know there are a wide variety of churches that come out and do that. So,
well, so retreats around the year, and a nice facility to do that as well. I've been to Camp Wartburg, and a nice place to get away. Not too far from the St. Louis metropolitan area as well, if you're in the St. Louis area. But a nice place to get away and retreat. And we'll talk about summer camp here in just a little bit. But tell me a little bit about the facilities, the site there.
We are up to 124 acres. Some of it's farmland, but a lot of it, we have some trails and rolling hills and a couple of fields to play games in. Our facilities are comfort controlled, we'll say. They have heat and air conditioning, so it doesn't matter what time of year you come out. You can enjoy the comforts of indoor. But we have, I guess, about 170 beds. And then we have meeting space also. So even if you're a day group and wants to come out just for like a church council retreat or something like that, we have facilities for that. I mean, we even do like baby showers and things like that. I forgot to plug, we have a trivia night this weekend, this Saturday, where... come up and test your knowledge, and it's just a small fundraiser. It's kind of a fun night, a fellowship here at camp. So
let's talk about summer camp.
Yep.
who comes to summer camp at Camp Wartburg?
We have a wide variety here. We have everything from, we have a couple of groups that serve people with disabilities, one that we sponsor, and then we're going to have a new group called LIFT, which is a St. Louis area group, come out for the first time this year. We have a camp for people with autism. We have a camp that we host. It's called His Kids. They're cancer kids and their siblings that come out who are in active treatment and things like that. Gosh, we have a couple of other confirmation camps. We do a couple of sermon events. And then we have regular camp sign up. We serve 600-700 kids, all from the area here, and they can sign up for any one of our summer offerings. And they range from just about everything under the sun. We do paintball, we do music, we do theater arts, we do survival skills. We have some trip camps, which go canoeing and raft, whitewater rafting and things like that. And then we have one new program this summer. It's just called Ninja Camp because it's going to kind of take on many of the ideas of what American Ninja Warrior, that very popular program, does. Kids love that. They love running the obstacle courses. And so we have found a gym that we're partnering with. And so we're going to go visit the gym a couple of days, and then they'll get to do our high ropes out here. And then we'll probably make an obstacle course or two out here at camp. And then hopefully everybody will be safe and have a lot of fun and get their competitive spirits moving. So,
what is your secret ninja move, Bob?
I don't know if I have too many of those anymore. I used to be able to do all those little climbing things and things like that, but my weight has taken over my arm strength, so I doubt if I can probably do the monkey bars like I used to. So,
now Ninja Camp, what is the breakfast of choice of camp for those ninjas?
Oh, well, are you talking breakfast food-wise, or are you talking...
let's talk about meals at camp. How do... what are the campers like?
Oh, my goodness. Most of the summer camp food is really geared towards the kids, and so we'll have pizza, we'll have corn dogs, we'll have hamburgers, we'll do, even chicken breasts and pastas and things like that. We normally have a salad bar. We also try and work as best as possible with the dietary needs that so many kids have. There's a lot of restrictions that people have, whether it's diabetic like myself, or you can be gluten-free or have certain allergies, and we try to take into accommodation them with our food. So we try to serve a lot of healthy food.
So the kids enjoy mealtime. Let's talk about a typical day. We talked about meals. What does a typical day look like at camp?
Well, we start the day with devotions before breakfast. And so they normally get to do all those fun, action songs. And, there's a Bible reading and a short message. And because some of them are a little sleepy. But that's how we want to start the day, is in the Word. And then we have breakfast, and then many of them will have like a special activity that they'll have scheduled. Like for instance, the paintball kids, they might go to we go to Wacky Warriors in Millstadt, and they might go do paintball, and another group might go canoeing in the pond, or somebody else might do archery. There's a variety of activities, and then others, it might be their Bible study time because their activity session might be scheduled for the afternoon. So we'll have Bible studies every day. They'll do a craft sometime during the week. And we'll play games, do some nature things, go on hikes, learn a little bit about nature, and then lunch. And then we have a pool, a nice in-ground pool. So most of the kids get an opportunity to go swimming every day. That's weather permitting. And then in the evening, we have dinner, and then we normally do an all-camp game where all the kids gather together and they can play something fun like Capture the Flag or Eagle's Eggs or some of those games where the more people are playing, the better. And then we end the day in the evening with a good campfire. So once again, an opportunity to sing some good spirited songs and have a skit or two, and then hear the word of God and pray together. So it's a great way to end the day.
Where do campers, Camp Wartburg campers, come from? Where do you draw from?
We draw a majority from the St. Louis area, so both Illinois and Missouri, but we get campers as far away as Chicago. We have many kids who have been campers here in the past, and they, you know, mom or dad might have got a new job somewhere else, and it's a great way for them to come back, hang out with their friends who they, you know, they miss a lot. So we've had kids from Florida, from Texas, from Washington, California, I mean, all over the country. We even have campers occasionally from China. We're working with the Lutheran school in Vietnam right now about trying to offer up some programming for the kids there.
What are the ages of campers who come to Camp Wartburg?
If you are in school, you can come to camp. We have programs for all school-age kids. So that's kids who just kind of finished kindergarten and then all the way up through high school. We also have a leadership program. We have a junior counselor training program, but a wide variety depending on their age and ability. We got a lot of things. So climbing, too. I mean, and then, you know, we also have a day camp, and our day camp has really grown the last few years. This last year, we served more than 100 different kids from just the closer Waterloo, Columbia, Redbud area, but we're not restricted to that because we have some kids who come just for one day where we actually had a group of moms this last year who brought their kids in just for a day camp day, and then moms went shopping and went to the spa and went out for lunch. So it was a nice day for mom, too. So,
now, if I recall correctly, last time you and I talked, you had just launched a new camp during the summer that was a night owl camp, and sounded like it was becoming pretty popular. Still doing that?
Oh, yeah, night owl is very popular. It's really kind of a fun program where you stay up all night doing different activities, and then you sleep all day. So you do kind of sort of model your lifestyle after an owl and be nocturnal. But we have a lot of fun. We do stargazing. There's some games that you can just do, have a little bit more fun at night. You know, you get the glow sticks out and a few other things. I mean, one of the more popular things, believe it or not, is we go to a local Pizza Hut, and we make pizzas after hours. So about the middle of the week, the kids are very excited about that. We also go to the Muni with the Night Owl campers, too, So which is the outdoor theater here in St. Louis.
Absolutely. That's one of the great landmarks of St. Louis as well.
Yeah.
That's a lot of fun. Load them up and go over to the Muni. It's definitely a nighttime activity, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Well, very good. How do we plan for this summer? How do we register for summer camp?
Well, there's a wide variety of ways, but the easiest way for most people is they can go on online on our website. You can just search Camp Wartburg. We are the only Camp Wartburg in the whole wide world, so there isn't a whole lot of confusion over that. You'll find out that our theme this summer is Here I Stand, so we're kind of kicking off the whole Reformation kind of thing and getting into all of that stuff. But you can register online. You can check us out online. You can also look at pictures of various campers having fun and doing activities and things like that. And then we also do things by girl snail mail if you want to do stuff like that, or by fax. Or if you want to come out and see what the camp's all about, if you're new to the area or just new to Camp Wartburg, we'll give you a tour and you can sign up as you come. One of the greatest opportunities to come out is on April 30th. We have our big chicken dinner. It's like our 46th or 47th annual chicken dinner. So it's happened way longer than I've been here at camp. But it's a great open house. It's great chicken. And normally in April, it's beautiful out. So when you want to come out and get away, Andy, you're more than welcome anytime.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Sounds like a great idea. Come away to a quiet place and enjoy God's creation there at Camp Wartburg, and not too far, like you said, from the St. Louis area. What's the website again, Bob?
It is www.campwartburg.com. It's that simple. Just if you Google search Camp Wartburg, it will pop up for you.
CampWartburg.com is the place to find out more about summer activities, year-round activities at Camp Wartburg in Waterloo, Illinois. Bob Polansky, Executive Director of Camp Wartburg, thanks for being my guest today on Faith and Family.
Thank you, Andy, and God's blessings on your day.
Absolutely, God's blessings to you and all the adventures that await you at Camp Wartburg this summer. Coming up in just a little bit, Thy Strong Word. You're on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Listen to Faith and Family Monday through Friday at this time. Faith and Family is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is needed for Faith and Family to continue. Our address is 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can contact us on the web and download Faith and Family at KFUO.org. Worldwide KFUO, on the air, online, and on demand.